guys, and welcome back to the English Speaking Frenchie. Today, I would love to share with you a tip that is simply a tip for you to feel prettier instantly. I know that that sounds a little bit clickbait, but actually it's not. I want to teach you how important it is to use only your best items all the time in order to feel prettier. Okay, let's get started. I think that a lot of women, and not only women, men also, suffer from feeling ugly, even though I think ugliness doesn't exist. Nobody really defines what ugly is for them, but still, a lot of people consider themselves to be ugly. In a really self-development oriented world, we do not feel like saying it out loud and we prefer acting as if we were good with ourselves, but the truth is that sometimes we are just not good with ourselves and we are even very mean. I even do think that we tend to be meaner with ourselves than we would be with anyone else because we are a lot harsher when it comes to us. First, I would love to give you my definition of what feeling beautiful means. Of course, it's a very personal definition, but I feel like it's important to give it to you in order to be able later to teach you how to feel more beautiful. So, first thing first, it's important to have in mind the idea that I'm talking about feeling beautiful. So I'm talking about a feeling and not a fact, and that changes a lot of things. We are often told to focus on our skills in order to feel prettier on the outside, which I truly believe to be a great tip, but I do not think it is enough. Today, I would love to share with you one single short tip that has helped me a lot when it comes to feeling beautiful. And that has nothing to do with my skills, because, well, you can be skillful and as smart as you want, that doesn't necessarily help feel more beautiful. At least that doesn't help me personally. First, what means feeling beautiful for me? That's the question. It is important to give you my personal definition of the term in order to make sure you understand my words right. To me, feeling beautiful means, and listen to me, living in an almost permanent form of satisfaction with your physical appearance and surroundings. I repeat, feeling beautiful is living in an almost permanent form of satisfaction with your physical appearance and surroundings. Period. Okay, there are two very important things here that are your personal satisfaction and your surroundings. I mean, your physical appearance is important, but I think you had that in mind. But keep in mind the importance of the surroundings, because I think personally that you can't feel beautiful if you only take care of your appearance and of your skills, obviously. You can only feel truly beautiful if you are living in an environment that is that is beautiful to you. So, just one disclaimer here, I think it's important to keep that in mind as well. Taking care of your physical appearance is not selfish, no matter what people, YouTube, bloggers, everyone around there tells you. There is nothing selfish in taking care of your physical appearance. I mean, you can take care of yourself, that's not a problem. It doesn't have to feel like one. Obviously, physical appearance is not everything in feeling beautiful, and I do believe that a mean person can't really feel beautiful and that kindness brings you so much beauty. However, and even though working on your beauty from the inside out is important, I do believe that caring for yourself from the outside, that is to say your appearance, is not selfish or solely superficial. It is a form of self-love. Working on yourself from the outside in by taking care of your appearance and surroundings makes you feel happier and thus makes you a better and a more loving person. Indeed, I believe that happy persons are more inclined to help other persons feel happier themselves and thus have more chance to be extremely generous in the end. Next, let me remind you of something you probably know. We humans are visual creatures. Now that we have gotten rid of the idea that taking care of one's appearance is a devilish thing, let's talk about why your physical appearance seems to count so much for your sense of self-love. We humans are visual creatures. It is as simple as that. What you see, whether it is directly on yourself or in your immediate surroundings, strikes you directly. Nonetheless, our four other senses obviously matter, and I would love to talk a little bit more about those senses in the course of today's episode. And we come at my favorite part, the part in which I give you the tip. The tip is simple: use the best of the best and no more. I repeat, use the best of the best and no more. That can sound weird, but let me explain. First, let's talk about minimalism and high-quality items. That sentence can seem weird. How could you use more than, how could you use more than the best of the best? However, I think there lies a key point. When you use the best of the best, you never feel pressured to use too much of it. Using the best of the best puts you closer to minimalism and a minimalist lifestyle, as you use only a few items that are truly good quality. Thus, using only the best of the best doesn't cost more money. It even saves you money in the long run, contrary to the first appearances and to what you may think. It's always important, I think, to think things in a minimalist way in order to understand that even though right now you may think that you're going to spend a lot of money on a lot of items, you're not. So, now, why would you save the base items for later? That's my question. We all have those items, so let me explain. That is a sentence I have heard so much in the course of my life. The sentence is, I keep that for big occasions. Well, would I be cliché if I told you that being alive is a big occasion? Wearing your cheapest clothes every day to keep your best ones, quote-unquote, for later, is, unfortunately, what I would call a poor mindset. I'm sorry, that's nasty, but that's true. Why so? Because usually we want to keep these items, quote-unquote, for later, and that later rarely comes or never comes, because we are afraid of ruining the item. Thus, if you are afraid of ruining your items, there is only one solution, I think. Do not buy them in the first place. It is the center of minimalism. Items are meant to be used and to serve a purpose. Thus, buying a gorgeous dress in order never to wear it is just not okay. If you are afraid of overwearing something, buy things that are cheaper and that you won't be so afraid to ruin. That's okay. However, if you truly want higher quality items, then be ready to use these because that is in their purpose. What is the point, ladies and gentlemen, in buying the best items not to see them regularly? Do they feel prettier lying somewhere in the house, hidden while your cheapest items are living a happy life? I don't think so. I'm sorry, I'm harsh, but I mean, it's important to be harsh for you to really understand my tip. That tip being, only use the best of the best. So, let me just explain a little bit further what I think, because I have taken examples only related to clothes, so I think it needs a little further explanation. My tip applies to everything in life. One more thing, just before I let you go away, wear your beautiful items. This tip doesn't apply to clothes only. I know that I gave my sentences a tone of clothes-only tips, but it's definitely not. Usually, this applies first to clothes because that is more often than not what we keep for big occasions. However, your beautiful tea mugs, the divine perfume you enjoy wearing, and the painting you are too afraid to put on display, what if the cat ruined it, right? When you are alone at home, need to be used as well. What is the point in owning the best if it's just not to use it? You can indeed throw away the ugly tea mugs you use for everyday purposes and your cheap perfume. Indeed, throw away everything you don't like. This is part of the reason why using only the best items of all helps you be more minimalist. You do not need three sets of regular tea mugs, ugly tea mugs, and one gorgeous one. You just need the gorgeous one. The three ugly ones can just disappear. You don't care about them. You don't want to see them. They are terrible. I really hope that I made my point clear. I'm just not sure right now. But really, if you want to feel prettier, make sure that everything around you is pretty and make sure that you are putting effort into your appearance. You can't own beautiful items and save them for later, okay? I mean, you need beautiful items just to feel beautiful yourself. I am not pushing you to buy new things. As you know, I'm a minimalist. But I'm 100% sure that there are things that you love in your house. There is necessarily a dress, a Timac set, a perfume. We all have one thing at least that we keep for later. I'm guilty of that, to be honest. Once, when I was a little bit younger, I had several perfumes and I had like that perfume, the Repetto one, that I was saving for occasions. But no, I discovered with time that it was useless because I just hated the scent of the cheap perfumes. And it was, you know, making stains on my skin. It's quite disgusting, but that's the truth. So let me tell you the truth. So I decided one day that I would just wear Repetto. And that's what I do. And today I only wear my Repetto perfume and I'm so happy about it. So just, I hope I made my point. And I hope that right now you're going to have a look at your closet, to have a look at your drawers and everywhere in your house, and that you're going to throw away everything that doesn't make you happy. Because, well, what's the point in owning that anyway? Just be kind to yourself and only wear and use the things you love the most, because you deserve it, girls. You just deserve it so much. Well, as always, I wish you the best of all day, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week. Bye!